Denise Campbell, the community liaison between Pocahontas County and the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, brought three pipeline engineers to the county commission's meeting on May 1st. They were there to answer questions about how construction crews will traverse the county's rivers and streams with the pipeline. They were engineer Jessica Jordan of I3 Engineering, field engineer Mike Arnett, also of I3 Engineering, and Luke Knapp, the construction manager for the Pocahontas County portion of the pipeline. Don McNeil, the Pocahontas County floodplain director, expressed his concerns about buoyancy control of the pipeline. It was explained that buoyancy control simply means how the pipeline will be weighted down to keep it from floating. McNeil was especially concerned since in the construction plans, the decision as to how to weigh down the pipeline is left as a field decision to be made at each crossing rather than specified in advance for all crossings. The engineers answered his concerns, stating that there are two methods for buoyancy control, and while coating the pipeline in concrete is the preferred method, some water crossings may have steep terrain which would make transporting the heavy, concreted pipe to the stream impossible. In those cases, the second method, using weight sacks on top of the buried pipe, would be used. The engineers said that both methods are equally effective, but the weight sacks can easily be brought in despite the terrain. They explained that which method will be used will depend on what they find at the site when they actually start to dig the trench. McNeil was also concerned with scouring, where flowing water and gravel scrape against the pipe, causing it to fail over time. The engineers explained that in all water crossings, the pipeline will be buried in the stream bed 5 feet deep, which will prevent scouring. They said that this will also protect against a large flood. The engineers explained that a heavier pipe will be used at the Greenbrier River crossing, which will be completed using a cofferdam method where half the river is dammed at a time. They did assure the commissioners and McNeil that once in operation, the entire pipeline will have constant and vigorous monitoring forever. In other actions at this meeting, the commissioners accepted the proposal of Frontier Communications to provide 100 megabyte speed internet service to the courthouse for $580 per month. This was considerably less expensive than proposals from Shentel and Verizon. The commissioners' approval is pending that a guarantee of receiving those speeds is included in the contract. They approved a resolution supporting the renewed application to the West Virginia Development Office for a small cities block grant to build the Frank Bartow sewer extension. They donated $5,000 to the PCHS football boosters to provide 10 Rydell SpeedFlex football helmets to the Warrior football team. Coach Doug Burns said that these helmets are 5-star rated by the Virginia Tech helmet ratings to help prevent concussions. These will enable all starters to have safer helmets. Burns said that concussions decreased to 1 last year not only because of better helmets, but because of teaching better contact techniques and restricting contact during practices. The commissioners approved an agreement for shared stream monitoring between the County Water Task Force, Trout Unlimited, the West Virginia Rivers Coalition, and the West Virginia Highlands Conservancy, and authorized the Water Task Force to donate $1,000 from their budget to this effort. They approved Securitech LLC to conduct a fire alarm system test and inspection at the courthouse offices. They appointed Bridget Shaw to the 911 Advisory Board, and they delivered the Commission Board updates. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.